Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Scott Flowers Podcast, your home for sports, sports highlights, sports recaps, and sports news. On this episode, we will be recapping week one and two of the WNBA season. That's right, basketball has returned for the summer. And in one of the first games was the Phoenix Mercury getting a win over the Dallas Wings in their home opener. Leading scorer for that game was Diana Taurasi, of course, who led all scoring with 26 points. And during that game, she also became the all-time leading the total leader in three-point shooting. And she is a guaranteed Hall of Famer at this point, and she is also the WNBA's all-time leader in scoring. The next matchup, which occurred yesterday, was, of course, the Washington Mystics against the Indiana Fever. And they had a win 82-75. The Washington Mystics could be a team that you might see go deep into the playoffs this season. And of course, last season we had the Minnesota Lynx and the Los Angeles Sparks met for the second time in a row. But with Elena Belladonna, one of the better players in the WNBA, she just might be able to lead her team into the playoffs. The leading scorers for that game against Indiana were Crystal Thomas. Well, actually, it was Christy Tolliver with 16 points, and again, Elena Delladon with 13 and 7 assists, which is not bad. The next game, and this was the game of the week on ESPN2, was Minnesota versus Los Angeles. And a repeat of the finals. Leading scorers were Odyssey Sims with 21 points and 2 assists. And then, of course, Chelsea Gray, who had an exciting finish in the last seconds of the game with a driving layup as the shot clock expired. She had 18 points to go along with 8 assists. For Minnesota, leading scorer was Lindsey Whalen with 17 points and 9 assists. And then the defending league MVP, Sylvia Fowles, 15 points and 12 rebounds. And the great Maya Moore with 11 points and 2 assists and 7 rebounds. It should be shaping up to be an exciting season. And talking about the finals, it could be interesting that with the way that Diana Taurasi has been playing this season, the season before that, they could be the team to beat. It could be Lynx versus the Mercury in the WNBA finals. However, the Minnesota Lynx have not won back-to-back titles. If they do, they will be the first team in the WNBA to do so. And that is all for this week's show. This has been the Scott Flowers Sports Show, your home for sports, sports recaps, sports highlights, and sports news. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.